Dreamscape presents Always Happy Hour by Mary Miller, narrated by Madeline Lambert. For my exes. The parking lot after a movie is the broken open world. Mark Leidner, Love in the Time of Whatever Disease This Is. Instructions. He leaves her a series of drawings on a sheet of typing paper. It must have taken him a long time. He probably got off to a late start. She only wanted to know the code to the laundry room, where his mailbox key is. She lies in bed with his cats, studying it. At the top, there is a banner like the kind waving behind an airplane, advertising 2-for-1 drink specials at the beach. In the event of my unlikely death. And underneath it, a headstone. Everything was beautiful and nothing hurt. There's a single flower next to the headstone, a few wisps of grass. There are boxes labeled gâteaux, coffee, par avion, basura, and one with nothing but a question mark. In the box labeled par avion, he tells her that the mail key is hanging next to the brass knuckles. The gâteau section takes up most of the left side. There's a diagram of a litter box showing how the pea clumps and advising her to scoop at least twice a day so the cats don't get weird. Basura, in the parking lot. Does he think she's incapable of taking out the trash and feeding some cats? She gets out of bed and goes to the kitchen to drink the last of his coffee, which is cold, so she puts ice cubes in it. Milk.